All right, hey, welcome back to Stream of Conscious, everybody. I am Joey Extra Fries Stout, and this is Joel Bottle Rocket Cox. And what are we talking about today, Joel?
How about I want extra fries? I'm the fry guy, not you. I am the connoisseur of french fries.
You're
going to
turn into this, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Nothing's ever good. Why am I never good enough for you?
Because you have daddy issues.
20 years together, and I still can't make you happy.
Because you have daddy issues, that's why.
I don't have daddy issues. I
Where's your dad, Joe?
Daddy issues.
Where's your dad, Joe?
You know what? Wasn't my time to keep an eye on him.
Isn't he dead?
My dad passed away like 20 years ago. Not quite, but like 18, 19 years ago.
Daddy issues.
In all fairness, I didn't really know him that well.
I think not.
Then. So what's that?
Coincidence? I think not.
I didn't do it.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure what the statute of limitations is, but I had no involvement in the issue. Joel, we went to Mr. Smalls, and we recorded a bunch of we had a chance to sit down with quite a few people, many, many, many talents, and thanks to Mr. Smalls and Mr. Bones and Ben Smiley and a lot of other people that were involved on this. But we had the chance to talk with a Mr. Brian Vamp. He goes by Brian Vamp. He goes back and forth depending on what type of music he's playing. But we sat down and had an awesome time sitting and BSing and making him uncomfortable and getting some really good podcasting done with this guy.
Yes, we did. And here we go.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm Brian V.
Brian V. What is it you do? We have Brian no heads up on anything that's going on. We don't know who's walking
through. What do I do?
You could be a musician or you could be a psychic. We have no clue what's walking through this door.
Okay. So. Well, I'm not first psychic. Okay. I have no idea what's going to happen next.
Try to take a guess at what color underwear Joel's wearing.
blue?
No, yellow. Joel's not wearing underwear. The sick thing is they started off white.
Nope. Okay, well, it was worth a shot. Not right.
I do wear a lot of blues. So that was a good choice.
All right, so, I'm sorry. What is it that you do?
It's a weird way to start out. What kind of underwear am I wearing?
Well, I mean, now that you brought it up, what kind of underwear are you wearing? Your boxer or a brief, man?
Remember. So personal.
I don't know what you
three
thought you were walking
in
into.
And talking about underwear.
It's going to get weirder, so.
I feel a
you really backed out right up into the corner there, too.
Fine, it's boxes. They're plaid boxes. There's nothing special about
it. You want to start that over?
Did start it over.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm a brief guy. Yeah, gray boxers.
Gray boxers. That's our audience wanted to know. This is more for them than it is for
right.
Else. This is, okay, we get asked these kind of questions afterwards. People will send us emails and messages.
That way
going.
They don't have to waste your time.
That was a great interview. But how come we didn't hear about? We need to know what sort of allergies he has and what underwear he's wearing.
This is enough great. Yeah, you know, I was so worried that you guys were going to ask me difficult questions. You know?
What is your name? What's the new rank?
Let's get cut right to it.
We spent an entire interview talking about farts with the photography major. So we don't really care what you do. We just want to talk about weird shit. So.
Right. Good. Okay. Well,
all right. One more time. Let's get him to talk.
Yes, I'll tell you. I'm Brian V. I'm a musician. I play the keyboard and I sing.
Okay. What's the name of the band?
I'm a one-man band.
Okay.
So they're really...
So Brian V is the name of the band.
Yeah. Well, it's just me. My left hand is my bass player. And my right hand is my guitar player.
Take a guess at what Joel's left hand is.
I have a little flash drive, which is... Joel? What?
Joel's left hand is.
Is the name of your left hand? I thought I was the only one who named my hand.
Are you serious? I'll give you a clue. It's a girl's name.
Oh, I see. So that's how it works.
I can't actually. We'll say a lot of screwed up stuff on this podcast.
Is it Josephine?
It better not be Josephine. Because my name is Joe, and that would weird me out like so much. If any part of your body is named after me, we are done with this show. I'm out the door.
Anyway,
I love you to death. Joe. Don't.
Yeah, I can't. This is also very weird. For the name of your hand, your female's name.
Don't listen to Joe.
Okay.
So. Right, the name is it really? Is it the Brian V band or what? How do you advertise yourself?
Yeah, I have two different aliases.
Okay.
When I'm playing goth rock, I go by Brian Vamp.
Okay.
And, When I play more of acoustic folk kind of sound, I go by Brian V. And I have the two acts. And the reason why is because the music that I was playing was not always suited for the clubs and the bars, so I developed a rocker, a more acoustic sound for the play other than Halloween, but usually I play a lot of Brian Vamp stuff around Halloween. And I dress up in the vampire costume.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if you. This yes. kind of took a weird turn, so it could have been. You could have just been bullshitting me, or you could have been serious.
No, this no BS. That's. Yeah, but yeah. So I mean, Brian V is what you're getting today.
So if for our audience at home, if they want to find out where you're playing, what you're doing, they want to follow you.
Yeah, go to brianvamp.com, and okay. There it is all displayed. What's coming up? I usually play about three times a month. And there's the next show is in it's in Buffalo.
So going when's that show?
And that is May 2nd. At
we should have a
Hot Mama's Canteen. If you're in Buffalo, feel free to go to that. It's on Military Road. And you will find if you do go that I'll be not playing alone. I'll be up there with a female singer named Jen Hibbs. So sometimes I have this other act.
Is that going to be the acoustic, or is that the that's the
that's an the acoustic
goth rock.
Set
okay.
of primarily songs that are women's songs. I don't know how to say that. That's PC. We'll do 10,000 Maniacs, Fleetwood Mac, and some jazz.
Okay.
I'm not a jazzer per se, but we do have I have three or four songs that we do it that. Are in the jazz setting, that's coming up, and then after that, 2 days later, I'm going to Toronto to play Brian Vamp, and there I dress up the vampire thing and play at the Old Nick Pub, it's on Danforth Street, this place called Old Nick, and
we'll have to put some links to that for you.
If you're in Toronto, if you want to go see me there, it's May 4th.
I don't know
4th.
How much of our audience is in Toronto, but my guess is none. So. I don't know how much
right,
our audience
kind of
is.
Well, yeah, what's May 16th, I'll be at this place in Pittsburgh, down in the north side.
Okay, this is more our audience.
Right. What's the name of the place? Patel? It's called Patel. It's right near the stadium over there.
Patel. We'll check it out. We'll put
it
on the
screen.
You gotta
check it out.
I can't. But
that's coming up. But,
great. All right,
so next question. Enough promoting. Shameless self promotion.
So we got you. Shut up.
Stop talking. Do your thing.
So we got you into music.
I've been playing music since I was a young'un.
Were you like one of those kids that had to play the piano?
Yeah, in kindergarten, I saw the teacher playing the My Country 'Tis of Thee, and I wanted to play that, and so I asked the teacher to play.
And that's what got you hooked.
Yeah, and
it was My Country 'Tis of Thee.
And the Disney songs are just I immediately wanted to play.
So you said you play keyboard.
Yeah,
piano keyboard.
Yeah, growing up there was a piano in the house and little else. My dad played piano and.
What other instruments do you play? Or do you play them all?
There was a time when I was playing a lot of instruments. So, I mean, a lot of people say they play a million instruments. Yeah, I went through a period of time. I used to play the clarinet, and I don't really play them anymore. I have a little bit of the flute, but I don't pick those instruments much.
Not a lot of...
I really just focus on the singing and the piano.
Not a lot of work in clarinet, though. That's not not too many.
Right, yeah.
Usually the clarinet is like you have to stand on the corner and people throw a dollar in your hat kind of thing. That's more of like that
right.
style. Where the keyboard, you get booked, obviously, in various places throughout Pittsburgh and Toronto and such. So it's a little more lucrative.
No, music is very hard. It's very hard no matter what instrument you're playing. You know? I don't know. They got the clarinet. That was the problem, you know. I hit 18, and I'm like, well, I mean, they're gonna try to become a symphony musician and try to do that. And I didn't think that the odds were very good. I mean, if you're playing a violin, there's lots of those in the symphony orchestra.
Yes.
One or two clarinets. I'm like, So, I mean, I didn't feel like I was going to be a good band director. So,
but so I'm sure it's nice to do your own thing too. Right, like, you don't want to feel like, you know, right. you have a little more liberty to. Do you do your own music then, or
yeah,
do you play covers,
I started writing music when I was around 16.
Okay. Oh wow. Okay.
And I had a band in high school, and sort of caught the composing bug, and I wrote about 30 songs in high school.
Wow. Oh wow. How many of those do you still play today? Any of them?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I play almost all of them still. Occasionally, I've been resurrecting them, so to speak. Lately.
So how was Brian Vamp born then?
Brian Vamp came in 2014. Okay. It sort of was a shift from, because I've been going along in classical music. Before Brian Vamp, I was playing... I was writing these things called piano songs. And they are like just for piano and piano solo. And there's about 20 of these piano songs. And then after I did that, I said, okay, I can't. They started to get cheesy. At the last one, I was like, oh, I got this great idea for this song. And I thought it was great. And then I played it. And I learned, I was like, this is the cheesiest. I think I'm done with the piano songs. I need something different.
Right.
And my friend and I, we started to joke about this, I don't know, this vampire idea. And I wrote one vampire song called Suck. Which, I don't know if you've heard it. I recommend, well, you have to hear it to understand. It just sort of just took over like a disease. And then suddenly I was Brian Vamp. And that was all. We did the Suck and then we went on. Because I kind of wanted to go back and do some goth stuff and explore that further. And so this was a vehicle.
If we want to hear your music, if we want to catch some of your stuff, how can we catch you? We can see you some...
Bandcamp? Brian Vamp Bandcamp.
Yeah. Oh, that was... Okay, Brian Camp? Is that...
Brian... No. It's just Brian Vamp.
On Bandcamp.
At Bandcamp.
Because when I put in... Oh, I put in briancamp.com. That's why it didn't show up. I'm an idiot. I was looking for your website.
It's brianvamp123 at bandcamp.com. Is that right? Or is it just Brian? It's Brian Vamp. I think bandcamp.com. No 123.
We're gonna get a link on
Brian
this one.
With a Y. And that's where you can hear. There's four CDs, and the Brian V stuff is intermixed with the Brian Vamp. It's not. There's not separate.
You're not two different performers under one scan.
It's all under Brian Vamp, but there's two different styles there. So if you don't like goth, that's okay.
Click next.
Right, click next. Exactly. Thank you, Joe. That's exactly what you got to do. Because I don't know why. There's this other style. So lately, I've been kind of stepping away.
Like, what do you like to play more? The more the acoustic style, or do you like to play?
I like them both. I think they're both a part of me.
Okay.
I just, as an artist, what I'm creating is not always falling into one specific category. I write this song.
We almost had a second person in on this interview.
Somebody come.
That dude was looking for a mop or something.
He was looking for the bathroom, probably.
So, you know, I write a song and then, oh, this is a vampire song. I mean, it just comes out that way. Oh, okay, put that over there with the vampire. And this one is not a vampire song.
When can we expect a Halloween album?
I think I haven't really thought about a Halloween album. They're all Halloween. Yes, there's a song called Hallow's Eve that I wrote. It's a Halloween song. I mean, so
you have this very fall feel.
Well, it's possible, maybe.
That seems like a niche that you've kind of cornered, is that...
Right.
Because there's Christmas bands.
I don't know if I cornered it. I tried to. Take it, but I don't think I...
Is it a little more dark? Is it a little more heavy? Or is it a little more light?
It's dark. It's not heavy. I mean, this is not metal.
Okay. It's not like a Rob Zombie type of thing where he's got like feel, but he's...
Pittsburgh. Yeah, I think Pittsburgh really is... There's a lot of metal-loving folk in
some
here.
Some old heads, yeah.
Steel City, come on.
Steel City, right. And that's great. And, I mean, there's a part... I'm not going to say that. I'm not originally from Pittsburgh originally. I've been here since 2001, so I feel like I'm pretty much... I've been acclimated Pittsburghian.
Right.
But,
where are you from
this
originally?
This is not metal. It's rock. It's goth rock.
Yeah.
Along the lines of you know, The Cure, Susie and the Banshees, and the other one, Peter Murphy and Bauhaus. Those are the three bands that I've really loved throughout the ages. And it's a bit of a stretch. I mean, what I'm trying to say is that, yeah, it is dark, but it's not really metal. I'm a keyboard player. There's a limit to how
dark is the keyboard anyway.
Metal-ish. I mean, I can sort of sound metal, but I don't think it's a good match for a keyboard player to be trying to be death metal. The guitar players do that so much better.
Unfortunately, with the music going on in the background and such, we have other bands playing while we're interviewing people and such. But if we go on to your, can we take a little snippet of your music and play it on our show next
Absolutely.
Time? Would that be all right with you?
Sure.
Because we'd love to put that out there, kind of give people a little bit of a feel, kind of give them a little taste and make them want to check out. You said it's brianvamp.com is your website. What was the other, I'm sorry.
Right. Brian Vamp. At .bandcamp.com.
Bandcamp.com. Okay. So we'll put a link to that on our site. So for our listeners, they can go on. We'll have it on Facebook. We'll have it on our website. Can we put it on our website also? I forget how our website works anymore.
Thank you.
I haven't been on our website for a while.
So. I do all the tech side. He just talks.
Yeah, just do the talky thing. So, but we'll definitely get
some. We'll get some stuff on our stuff so that we can highlight you.
And hopefully,
thank you very much.
You have stuff coming up too, whether it's Pittsburgh or not. Although we get a better market Pittsburgh, obviously. Let us know.
Yeah, look for me.
Touch, and then we'll
come out to my shows. I need you.
Yeah. Let us know where you are, when you are, and we'll do our best I can to promote it.
All right. Thank you very much.
No problem. Awesome. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it. It's good meeting you.
Nice to meet you. Well, that was our interview with Brian Vamp. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Be sure to join us here next week with on StreamOfConsciousPodcast.com. Also, follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Tinder. And all of the other enders.
We're not on Tinder.
You're not on Tinder. You don't know what I do with my free time.
I'm telling Sarah.
Well, you can, if you match with her on Tinder, you can tell her. Anywho, that's all for our show tonight. Thanks everybody for tuning in, and we will see you next time.
And disco.
Ah, night everybody.